Welcome. It's 5:01 p.m. on Wednesday, November 12th, 2025. The Twill City Council's meeting in, the meetings for the general vote canvas. We're meeting at Twill City Hall in the council chambers located at 90 North Main Street in Twill, Utah. And this is also being streamed electronically on the Twill City YouTube channel. We will start with a roll call. Councilwoman Manzion.
Aye. Present.
Councilwoman Gochis.
Present.
Councilman Hansen.
Present.
Councilman McCall.
Present.
I'm Councilman Brady, and I'm also present. We'll move on to item three is the general vote canvas. This is presented by Shiloh Baker, the city recorder.
Thank you, Council, and thank you for being here tonight, Mayor. All right, in front of you, you have a packet of information with the 2025 general election results. The first page is the countywide canvas results that covers the county as a whole, not just Twillis City. A lot of statistics there. I'm not going to read through all of them, but they will be posted on our website at twillacity.gov/elections. They are also posted or will be posted on the county clerk's website. The next page is the election canvas affidavit signed by Tracy Shaw, the Twilla County Clerk, in which she swears that the results from the 2025 general election are true and correct to the best of her knowledge, that the election was conducted in compliance with the rules and regulations for ballot security as outlined by the Lieutenant Governor's Office, and that the Clerk's Office maintains the voter registration database in accordance with federal and state laws and rules. The next page in your packet is the Twilla City election summary report, and then following that, those two pages is the precinct summary reports that detail how each district in Twilla City voted. Not going to read each district's individual voting counts or percentages, but there was one district that had over a 50% voter turnout, and that was District 3.1. And I meant to look up that. Oh, that is Chris Sloan's area. So that's up in the.
Up on the hill.
Up on the far southeast side of Twilla City. And then new in this election, we have a cast vote record report. I only included one page of that report. You can see it's very tiny, lots of columns, and it's very small. I do have the entire 90 pages of that report printed here. I didn't print them all for you. But what that does is each ballot that was cast, it indicates how that ballot was voted. And so that will be posted on our website in a much more easily readable format. All of this information in your packets and presented tonight will be available on our website, twillacity.gov/elections, as well as the Twilla County Clerk's website. So the election summary report is as follows. There were 6,126 Twilla City ballots cast, which is a better turnout than we had in the primary election, where we had 4,433 Twilla City ballots cast. Twilla City has 18,111 registered voters, so we had approximately a 33.82% voter turnout. The results for the mayoral general election are as follows. Marisa Tonioli-Manzion received 3,511 votes, which is 57.87% of the votes. Brad Pratt received 2,559 votes, or 42.16% of the vote, which means that Marisa Tonioli-Manzion has been duly elected to the office of mayor and whose term of office is January 2026 to December 2029. Congratulations, Marisa.
Thanks.
The results for the city council general election are as follows. John Gossett received 3,339 votes, or just over 30% of the vote. Dave McCall, 3,199 votes, or 29.48%. Spencer Peck, 2,228 votes, or 20.53%. And Emily Chandler, 2,086 votes, or 19.22% of the vote, which means John Gossett and Dave McCall have been duly elected to the office of City Council and whose terms of office are January 2026 to December 2029. Congratulations to Dave and to John. We will have the swearing in for those three offices on Monday, January 5th, 2026, and there will be more information about the swearing in forthcoming. And then just quickly, I want to thank all of the candidates who are willing to put their name on the ballot and who are willing to serve our community. It really is commendable. It's not easy. And I thought all of our candidates ran good campaigns this year. I also want to thank the voters and especially those who attended Meet the Candidate Nights, reached out to candidates, tried their best to become well-informed and educated voters. And thank you to those who voted. And then I just want to thank Tracy Shaw and the Tulare County Recorder's Office for their hard work and the professional manner in which they oversee the election. From personal observation and involvement, I believe they are vigilant in making sure that there are two people with the ballots at all times, that they follow election rules and procedures, and that they do their best to make sure that every ballot is counted. I want to thank the election and poll workers. They spend a lot of hours and very long days, and takes a lot of people to run an election, and I want to publicly acknowledge them. Melody and I had a conversation this morning. She was a poll worker the day of the election, and she mentioned that she was there before 6:30 in the morning that day and didn't wrap up until after 8 p.m. that evening. So long days, and it takes a lot of people to make this happen. So thank you to those who participate and do that. And then Loretta, Melody, and I also had the opportunity to participate in the post-election audit this morning, which is where we hand count and verify a percentage of the ballots that were cast and make sure that the automated counts from the machines are in fact what we count. And fortunately, all of the ballots that we counted today were accurate as to what the machines had counted. And so I want to thank Melody and Loretta for helping in that process this morning. And that concludes my summary tonight. Do you have any questions? No?
No questions.
So, Council, if you don't have any questions for me, I'm asking you as the Board of Canvassers to declare the 2025 general election certified by motion and then by signing the post-canvass report that I have here.
Okay, I'll entertain a motion.
Mr. Chair, I'll make a motion to accept the general vote canvass as presented by Shiloh.
I'll second.
We have a motion from Councilwoman Gochis and a second from Councilman Hansen. We'll take it to a vote. Councilwoman Manzione?
Aye.
Councilwoman Gochis?
Aye.
Councilman Hansen?
Aye.
Councilman McCall?
Aye.
And Councilman Brady, and I vote aye. That passes 5-0. And then item 4 is adjourn at 5:09 p.m.